Two Shakespeare settings by Gerald Finzi, sung by Bryn Terfel with pianist Malcolm Martineau. We're now on Radio 3, 10 o'clock, another programme in our World Roots Academy project. It's introduced from a basement cafe in London by Lucy Duran.
London has long been host to a very large Turkish community, and we're right in the heart of it, here in Stoke Newington in North London. We're in a cosy and informal music venue in the basement of a cafe on Stoke Newington High Street. It's called Most Art. It's a place that regularly features Turkish music of all kinds, and today's event has attracted a packed audience, so welcome to all of you. Well, I have to say there are almost as many people standing behind me as there are in front of me. They're crowded onto this small stage, and they are members of the London Turkish choir Nefez, together with some guest musicians, including the young singer Fidan Hajiyeva, who is our 2013 World Roots Academy protege, originally from Azerbaijan. And this is her first ever collaboration with Turkish musicians, although there's lots of common ground between the musical cultures of Turkey and Azerbaijan. Later on, we'll also hear from a Turkish Cypriot musician living in the UK, the violinist Doğan Mehmet, with his group Boombox Caravan. But first, please welcome on stage here at Most Art, the London Turkish choir Nefez.
Başında yazması kandilim, çürüm. Much. So this is Nefes for you, an ensemble of singers and players. We have Fidan Hacıyeva today with us, accompanying on all our songs as well as her solos. So we very much welcome her to be with Nefes. And our next piece is going to be a duet by Onurcan Aslan and Fidan Hacıyeva. It's an Azeri song.
Saçı vurma, uzakta durma, gel ay sevgilim, boynunu vurma.
Dağda duman, yeri var, yeri var, kaçta keman, yeri var, yeri var.
Dağda duman, yeri var, yeri var, kaçta keman, yeri var, yeri var.
Yarim benden incinmiş, dili danışmayır, duman yeri var. Yarim benden incinmiş, dili danışmayır. Güman yeri var,
güman yeri var,
güman yeri var.
Dip danışmayır, güman yeri var. Yarim benden incinmiş, dip danışmayır, güman yeri var. Yarim benden incinmiş, dip danışmayır, güman yeri var.
Hoş avazımsan, gel ay sevgilim, telli sazımsan.
Gel ay gülüm, barışak barışak, diyek gülek, danışak danışak.
Gel ay gülüm, barışak barışak, diyek gülek, danışak danışak.
Yarim benden incinmiş, bilip danışmayır, güman yeri var. Yarim benden incinmiş, bilip danışmayır.
Güman yeri var,
dilip danışmayır, güman yeri var. Yarim benden incinmiş, dilip danışmayır, güman yeri var. Yarim benden incinmiş, dilip danışmayır, güman yeri var.
Well, we just heard Fidan Hacıyeva, our World Roots Academy protege of 2013, singing a duet with Onurcan Aslan, who's from Turkey, and he's a member of the Nefes Ensemble. And here we are at the Most Art Basement Cafe in Stoke Newington, where this is all taking place. And I'm now with Gonul Tekin, who's the founder and director of Nefes. What's the experience been like to have Fidan Hacıyeva working with you, with Nefes in the ensemble?
It has been great. She is, as you know, a very young person, 17, I believe, is she? She has a very keen interest in mainland Turkey's music. which is wonderful. This is what we do. And I expected a little bit of distance because the Turkish music she may have heard may well have been half distorted versions of the folk songs. But she very quickly embraced our songs, and I was amazed. I thought, as a young person, she will find them a little heavy and a little on the sad side. Although I must admit, her favorites are more catchy, jolly songs, but she really liked everything else, and she joined us. She could have simply learned a few pieces and leave it at that, but she joined every single piece we sang today, and we all loved her.
Gonul, tell us a bit about the Turkish community in the UK.
At the time when Germany sought a lot of workers from Turkey, some came to the United Kingdom and worked in the textile industry. However, the majority of the migrant community we may find today in London, especially in the north, originates from the influx of people from 1989. There was a war going on in the east. A lot of them were refugees. Some weren't, some came for economical reasons, some for political reasons, but in the end, anyone who leaves their own land leave it for a good reason, and that was probably for a better life.
And how important is music in this community?
The music is a huge business in Turkey, a huge industry, and there are countless number of very, very good musicians because the industry keeps it alive. And the industry is kept alive, and all these musicians maintain their stand because the people, millions of people, still have a lot to do, especially with folk music and pop and rock and other things. Although the folk music in Turkey was distorted as a result of some artificial efforts of westernization, especially after the Young Republic. As children, for instance, we learned mandolins instead of saz or bağlama. We used to listen to the classical music channel of the Turkish state radio in those days, and we used to compete who will know whether a piece was Bach or Mendelssohn. We would easily confuse those two. I consider myself lucky that I didn't lose touch with the music of the country. It's more of the case, I think, in migrant communities. People hold on to their songs and other characteristics because they miss their country. It takes time to learn the language of the country they arrive. So they seek comfort. They are sometimes like antidepressants in a way, help you to adjust to new conditions. And they express their love with it. They seek justice with it. There are songs offering evidence, telling who is the real culprit in a case, etc. And a lot of children learn bağlama in schools,
the long-necked lute.
They learn the songs, they learn the instruments.
Gonul, we're going to go back to the music. What are we going to hear now?
This is very interesting because the poet who wrote and performed it was much loved in Turkey. I think he was one of the most popular ever folk singers in Turkey. He was Neşet Ertaş, and he wrote this for his father, who had the most amazing voice box among all these singers in Turkey. They are gypsies, and they originate from India, and it freely lets out intense emotion from the person singing. That's why people listen to these sad and slow songs.
And dramatic
amazingly,
songs.
Very dramatic. Ozan Toprak will be performing this. He will also play the bağlama, the accompanying instrument. Thank you.
gönlünü kırmaz da bilerekten bilmeden insan derisinin eyledin dünya.
This was a song from a very special place called Ayin or Ağın, one of the first areas of Turkey who have given a lot of people away for migration. That is said to be the reason why they have such tenderly beautiful longing songs, songs of longing. This was one of them, and the opening, beautiful clarinet opening, was by our Soner Gölbaş, who comes right from that particular place. Our next piece is our last Azeri song. Fidan Hacıyeva is going to sing Bahçelarda Barım Var, a beautiful Azerbaijan song.
We just heard Fidan Hacıyeva, our World Roots Academy protege, singing there with the Nefez Ensemble here at the Most Art Cafe, the Basement Cafe, up in Stoke Newington in North London. And actually she was accompanied by a singer called Onur Can Aslan, who's here with me now. And also we've been joined by the musical director of Nefez, Hamit Sağ. So, first of all, Onur, maybe you could just tell us about that song that we just heard.
I heard that song when I was at university, when I was at university's choir. One of my lovely friends, she sang that song, and I suggested to the Fidan, and why don't we sing that song? And I think it was very nice.
It was lovely. And so you heard that at university, yeah, in Turkey?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Balıkesir University.
Well, I'm very curious. Because, you know, there you are, Hamit and Onur, you're both members of this ensemble that meets once a week. It's an amateur group. So tell us a little bit about your personal history. That's Hamit.
My brother plays the bağlama. This is when I first received my lessons from him.
Where was that?
This was in Turkey, in Kurdistan. And I came to London in 1995. and continued playing the bağlama. And I was quite lucky to have met great musicians, my teacher Caner Şahin.
That's here in London?
Here in London. He's based in Edmonton. But like 10 years ago when I was receiving lessons from him, he was based at the Turkish and Kurdish Community Center in Dolsun.
So there's a very active culture of training young children to play Turkish music.
There is a great interest both amongst the new generations. Also, the parents are quite keen to pass on something like language and culture and music and so on. And saz is quite really popular amongst these new growing generations.
Onur, tell me your story.
I just came to London 2 years ago. I studied mechanical engineering in Turkey, and I'm just doing my master in business MBA program. So after that, I'm planning to go to Turkey.
But music is obviously very dear to you. I can see that when you perform.
I'm planning to perform when I go to Turkey. I will not give up the music, but it will not be a main part of my life.
Tell us about the next song that we're going to hear Nefez perform, Hamit.
This next song is called Vardar Ovası. Vardar is a name of the small town in what we refer as Rumeli, which is the Balkans, when Ottoman Empire used to span across Balkans area as well. And this is from Rumeli. And the song is basically about the scenery and the different birds and girls and...
What else? what more does one need? We'll be hearing more of Nefez later on in the programme, and we are now about to hear something really very, very different. And I'm with the artist himself. His name is Doğan Mehmet. So tell me about yourself, Doğan. So you are Cypriot Turkish, but you're really British.
Yeah, I was born in Brighton, brought up in Brighton, but to a Turkish Cypriot family from both sides. Parents were only merely villages apart from each other. And they actually met here and married here and set up family in Brighton. And I'm one of three. I'm the youngest. All doing very different things. But How did you come into music? I was very young. My brother actually was the first one to get into music when he was younger. And he used to play the violin in the living room. And I think when I was about three, I used to yank on his trousers till he'd let me scrape away on the violin. And my mum turned around to my dad, I think, and went, listen, he might have a bit of a talent for this. He keeps not letting his brother practice. Should we get him some lessons? So it kind of started from there. So it's just very much a music and the culture is a family affair. And my mother's house is a miniature Cyprus, but built in England. So as soon as you walk through the front yard and there's the Cypriot vine trees running all through, three in the front garden, three in the back garden. The food is Turkish. The furniture is mostly Turkish furniture. And just everything up to the carpets and the ornaments, everything makes you feel like you're in Cyprus, minus the weather most of the time. It's a little safe haven of Cyprus in England.
But from what I've heard of your music, Doğan, I would not say that your music is a safe haven of Cypriot Turkish music.
Oh, no, not at all. That's just the influence. It's that, so being born in that kind of nest, as it were, and then experiencing the British culture from outside of the nest by going to school in England, speaking English. And so I was living a Western life and an Eastern life. And I was trying to experience everything but keep my parents happy and all that kind of stuff. And that kind of feeds into my music. And I listen to Jimi Hendrix and I listen to all of the great artists that lots of people my age associate with. I was massively into, you know, 90s garage when I was growing up, things like that.
You know, your music sounds very much like young contemporary pop trad music from this country.
Pretty much it. I mean,
with a lot of different influences.
Now, the reason why I do that style of music is that it's multiculturalism and that Britain is multicultural. That's the long and short of it. People eat each other's food and drink each other's coffee and experience each other's cultures all the time. It's like if you chopped me in half, there'd be a bit of me that was English in culture and a bit of my blood that would be Turkish. And all I try to do is bring that out in a format where I can reach 16 to 25, because a lot of the world music genre doesn't always automatically reach to that age group. And so when I was 16 and up to my knees in mud at WOMAD, and I was looking around and there were quite a few, but maybe not as much of a majority of people the same age as me, rocking out to that music. And now people are starting to get more interested in it. Folk music is starting to get more interesting, starting to get more fashionable. People turning up in waistcoats singing folk songs at me all the time. Like, I write songs like Cut This Cloth, which is as an offspoof from something my mum says, which is quite a lot in Turkish, which is Aynı çarşaftan kesiyik, which means we're cut from the same cloth. Or mankind was cut out in different shapes, but we come from that same piece of cloth.
And that's a good metaphor.
And so I kind of tried to turn that into essentially a pop song with a Turkish verse in it. And a lot of that's about people being different colours in regards to mood and in regards to stylistic of living life. And not just skin colour. And the idea is that we need all of them to paint a picture of the world, otherwise it's impossible.
What's the first song that we're going to hear?
We are going to hear a song called Lemosun Türküsü. It's essentially the national anthem of the tiny village of Limassol in Cyprus. It's the birth village of my mother. And yeah, this is just for you. It's called Lemosun Türküsü.
Yaseminler günü beyaz, dilberimde iş ve naz. Koleyim olsun duysun ki benim alacağım o yaz. Dillere destan oldu benim hallerim. Na na na na na na. We'll be right back. sınava karısı binmez, kumarcık karısı binmez, binmez, binmez. Şalakıcı karısı binmez, sınava karısı binmez, kumarcık karısı binmez. Gördüler, delirdin mi, şaşırdın mı, bilmem.
Are we ready? I'm going to finish with a song that everybody in this room knows and lots of people at home listening, hopefully. It's a very well-known song. It's by one of my favourite artists in the entire world. To me, he is almost a god, and he is Barış Manço. And I'm going to do my version and my take of, in reggae style, the one and only Doma Dizbi Berpat Lijan. Why not, eh? Now, normally at this point in a concert, I would teach the audience how to say Domades Biber Patli Ejan. But in this situation, could the audience please teach me the correct pronunciation? Because I'm Cypriot, so I say Domades, which I know is incorrect. So could the whole audience, after three, tell me how to say tomatoes? One, two, three.
Domates!
Yeah, man, what is it with Cypriots? No T's. It's like Londoners. They drop the I and the G in it, like London in it. It's kind of like that, but we just changed the T for a D. So Domates, where I come from. But hang on, let me see if I can try. Domates. Yeah. Anyway, here we go.
Keşke her şeyimi sana açıkça anlatabilseydim. Sana deli gibi aşık olduğumu söyleyebilseydim. Göz göze geldiğimiz bu anda sanki dilim tutuldu bir anda konuşamadım karşında. Oysa bütün cesaretimi toplayıp sana gelmiştim. Senin için çarpan şu kalbi gör istemiştim. Tam elini tutmak üzereyken aşkımı itiraf edecekken sokaktan gelen bu ses neye kıldı dünyam. Oh, ama tesbih berpa edeceğim. Domates bir berpa edeceğim. Bir anda bütün dünyam karardı. Sesle sokaklar yankılandı. Domates biber patlıcan. Nereye gitsem, ne yana baksam hep seni görüyorum. Biliyorum artık çok geç ama yine de bekliyorum. Seni bir daha görsem yeter. İnan ki bu bir ömre bedel. Yeter ki yıkılmasın bir daha dünya. Domates, biber, patlıcan. Bir anda bütün dünya karardı. Sesli sokaklar yankılandı. Domates, biber, patlıcan. Man's unrequited love, unsung for too long. This song needed piping up, but it was rejection that he was frightened of. So for 16 years he kept his lips tight shut. As soon as time was up, yeah, he could feel in his bones that guys would eye her up. Many kisses she would get blown. He knew it wouldn't do for him to leave her alone. He had to have faith and make his leap for the throne. In the sunshine at lunchtime, down the marketplace, he approached her slowly with a calm face. It was next to the vegetable store. They were together, and all he knew was if she slew him, his heart would break. Yeah, tomato sellers relished over the sea. Those hard-nosed men who've never sown a seed. So as his lips part to pour out, his heart comes to cry. Tomatoes, peppers, aubergines. Şimdi benden çok uzaklardasın, biliyorum. Biliyorum artık çok geç ama yine de bekliyorum. Her şeyim boş geliyor bana. Sarılacağım ben sımsıkı sana. Yeter ki yıkılmasın bir daha dünya. Domates, biber, patlıcan. Bir anda bütün dünyam karardı. Sesli sokaklar yankılandı. Domates, biber, patlıcan. Domates, biber, patlıcan. domates biber patida. İnanmam şimdi dünya karardı, sesli sokaklar yankılandı, domates biber patida.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for having us. It's been a beautiful afternoon. We've loved your company. Everybody at home, listen out. DoanMehmet.com. This is Doan and the Boombox Caravan. Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. We hope to see you soon. Çok teşekkürler. İyi geceler.
Well, that was Doan Mehmet with his Boombox Caravan. Quite a name for quite a group. The real focus of tonight's program is our World Roots Academy protege, Fidan Hajieva, who is shortly going to be turning 18. So very soon we won't be calling you a 17-year-old again. But Fidan, it's been a new experience for you to sing with Nefez, to actually sing with Turkish musicians. What's it been like for you?
Oh, one word, it was amazing. They're all friendly people, and I found it really comfortable to sing with them. Like, they weren't strange, like they were my family, because I would see them every Thursday night, just go with them, sing till 9 o'clock at night. It was really amazing. Had so much fun, and it was a really, really great experience.
And what about the music, Fidan?
Oh,
how difficult was it for you to learn it?
To be honest, it wasn't difficult. Why? Because I was kind of already brought up with the music, because I did live in a community where there was a lot of Turkish neighbours, and then you would go to each other's houses and on TV it would be them type of music.
That type of music.
So it was really amazing, and it was really easy for me to learn. It was kind of like Azeri music, but not really.
You do feel the kind of the common roots.
Yeah, like connections. I do feel it. And the lyrics and everything wasn't hard for me because I do already know Turkish. So it was really easy for me to learn.
Did you actually have to learn Turkish as a language, Fidan? Did you study it or did you just kind of learn it naturally?
No, I did not study it. It happened naturally. Just one day I woke up and I was speaking fluent Turkish.
No, come on.
Honestly, it was like that.
It's very close to Azeri,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's very close. It's just Azeri people have a really strong accent. Well, I speak it at home, but outside with my Turkish friends, it's normal fluent Turkish.
And so tell us about the Turkish songs that you've sung with Nefez.
In the rehearsals, I sang the two Azeri songs, which were really easy for me because I already had heard them before and I had the gist of what the lyrics would be like, so that was really easy. And there was one Turkish song that I already had heard, so that was really easy for me because it's a really very fun song and upbeat. And then the rest of the songs that the Nefez group sang, I joined in with them and they all gave me the lyrics. I forgot how many songs there were, but it was a lot. And already I had heard of them before on TV, so that wasn't really hard for me to sing at all. But it was great joining in with them.
We're going to go back in to the main part of the cafe now and hear Nefez again. And this time we're going to be hearing you singing the Turkish song.
Yeah.
So just tell us the title of the song and what it means.
It's Darıldın mı gülüm bana? And a love song, so the a woman singing about her loved one, how he keeps hurting her and he will get punished by God for doing that.
Esmerim güzelim.
Well, now we come to the final number in our get-together with London's Turkish community here in Stoke Newington. But there's plenty more excitement to come this year for our World Roots Academy protege, Fidan Hajiyeva. Next month, we're off for another visit with her to Azerbaijan to see her mentor, Gochak Askarov. She'll be singing with the Nefez Ensemble at the WOMAD Festival on our own Radio 3 stage. And, of course, there's her appearance at the BBC Proms on the 22nd of August. That's a late-night prom at the Albert Hall. So, thanks to the Nefez Ensemble, directed by Gonul Tekin and Hamid Sag, and also thanks to Doğan Mehmet and the Boombox Caravan. And we'll end with Nefez and Fidan singing songs to accompany the traditional Turkish halay wedding dance.
Arı dağından uçtum, çay içime ne düştüm, çay içime ne düştüm. Ne belalı başım var, vefasız yâre düştüm, vefasız yâre düştüm. Ne belalı başım var, vefasız yâre düştüm, vefasız yâre düştüm.
The Nefes Ensemble ending World Roots, which was introduced by Lucy Duran. The producer was Roger Short. Next week, as part of our month-long celebration of British music, World Roots comes from the Shetland Islands, where we'll be hearing music from the annual Shetland Folk Festival in the company of Marianne Kennedy. That's World Roots next Sunday evening, starting at 10 o'clock. Well, a quick look ahead to what's on offer tomorrow as part of our British music season. Vaughan Williams is Composer of the Week. Donald MacLeod will be concentrating on his later years. That's at midday every day. And then in Afternoon on Three, Katie Durham celebrates Benjamin Britten in his centenary year. And she also launches a month-long series of British symphonies. Tomorrow's offerings include Britten's Sinfonia da Requiem and a symphony by S.S. Wesley. Afternoon on Three begins at 2 o'clock tomorrow. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock. Time now for Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Claire Martin.
Hello, welcome to Jazz Lineup, coming to you from BBC Maida Vale Studios. And throughout June on BBC Radio 3, we're celebrating British music. And with that theme in mind, on today's show, I'll be joined by Vibes master Roger Beaujolais and his quartet, featuring a stellar lineup of Robin Aspand on piano, Simon Thorpe on double bass, and Winston Clifford on the drums. So stay tuned for some special session music. Also on the programme, concert music by saxophonist BBC Radio 3's new generation jazz artist Trish Clues and her band featuring Gwilym Simcock, recorded at this year's Derry Jazz Festival. Plus, Kevin Legendre is with me and has unearthed another long-lost classic from this month's Now's the Time feature, which has a distinctly British flavour. Kevin, what have you unearthed from the archives this week?
It is Lewis Maholo Maholo's septet. The album is called Bra Lewis Bra Tebs, and it's one of the most high-energy records that I can think of the 90s.
Thanks, Kevin, and looking forward to hearing more from that album later on the show. Well, let's get straight to the music and welcome today's session band, the Roger Beaujolais Quartet. Roger is celebrating the release of his new CD, Mind the Gap, which features him in this new quartet setting. The new release has been met with critical acclaim and is a mixture of swinging originals and well-crafted covers of such great tunesmiths like Wes Montgomery, Chick Corea and Milton Nascimento. It's a pleasure to welcome them to Jazz Lineup. Let's get started with the tune, Full House.